The following has been pre-recorded. Welcome to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.
Chief David Lorenzen, our guest back on the Inside Iowa show today. I haven't seen you since the new year. How have you been?
I've been well. How have you been?
I've been real good. Yeah. Holidays went well for you?
Yeah, it just seems like time just keeps clicking by.
Wrapping up, in 2019, we ended up with a higher fatality rate than we had in a couple of years, hadn't we?
There's a few statistics still being finalized, but about 337 traffic fatalities in the state, which is 337 too many. I mean, that is up. We've had years higher. And there's a lot of things that contribute to that. Number one, you can look at any weather issues, which we haven't had a lot of this year or this season. It's been a pretty mild stretch here. But, the other thing is there's more vehicles on the road. The vehicle miles traveled, the vehicles up and down the roads, any road, secondary road, interstate, local roads, and that is traffic's just up. When you have increased traffic, you have increased exposure to incidents. And as you get the system more full of vehicles, it becomes more fragile. So there's potential for more things to happen on the system if drivers aren't behaving and doing things that they need to do, adhering to the laws, keeping their following distances reasonable, speeds, within the prescribed speed limits, those types of things, not being attentive to what they're doing. All those things can contribute. And as we've talked about, you and I, many times, the distracted driving issue is just huge, and we know it plays a part in this.
And that doesn't stop. Are those all Iowans that we talk about, or are those fatalities in general? Could be people passing through.
Yeah, those are not just Iowa residents. Again, that there's not any indicator that these crashes, there's a lot of crashes happen on local roads, county roads,
right.
State highways, rural
roads.
Areas.
Yeah, yeah.
People can become complacent. If they, say for instance, you live in a rural area and you drive down a road every day and it's kind of the same schedule for school or work or whatever, and you have a tendency to maybe run through a stop sign every now and then because nobody's ever coming, right?
Right.
All of a sudden that one day somebody's coming that maybe doesn't live around that area and you blow through that stop sign or that intersection without yielding or looking or being cautious, and potentially you put yourself in a pretty bad and the other driver situation.
You out there every day doing what you do for a living, being with the Iowa Department of Transportation, do you see changes at all?
Fortunately, we still see a lot of folks that are using their phone. Today in Iowa, you can still use your phone up to your ear to talk on a voice conversation if you do not have Bluetooth technology in your vehicle. There is some legislation that's still moving through session. And it's not, nothing's final yet, but there has been a heightened attention and awareness to the fact that, we probably need to have a tougher bill on distracted driving. We know laws aren't enacted to make money, that they're not money makers. It's in, we want to get the people's behavior to change, to make more of a safety culture, to make safer roads in Iowa. I mean, wouldn't it be a great state if we could go out and say, Iowa, come to Iowa, visit Iowa. We have the safest roads in the nation.
That would be something to brag
about. That would be attractive.
Yeah, it really would. So being on the phone, people holding it up to their ears, that's one of the biggest problems you see out there.
The biggest problem is the texting. You and I've talked, you can see people, they're wandering the lane, their speed's inconsistent, but they might be at a traffic light, the traffic light changes, they don't go, everybody else goes, their head's down, they're trying to text and drive at the same time. No matter how much ability we have or think we have, we are not built for that. You cannot attend to those two activities and do well at either one, probably.
And and people don't get away with it like they think they do. Even if the law enforcement doesn't see you, a lot of other folks see you.
They do. And some of the legislation that's being talked about will allow law enforcement to make a vehicle stop if they see that happening.
For just that reason?
For just that reason. Cool. If it's passed that way. Like I said, it's still early enough in the session where there could be some language changes in that. The other thing is it would be potentially could be an offense that counts against your driving record.
Oh boy.
We want to affect driver behavior. We want to make it safe for everyone because, it's just an environment that's getting more and more, we're becoming more and more attached to social media. Who doesn't have a phone anymore? People you see are on their phone or whatever anymore.
Right.
And everywhere you go.
Walking down the sidewalk, walking through the malls. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's the culture that we live in. I mean, we're more of an instant culture today. It's not going to go away. I think we could agree on that. The technology is going to continue to advance. People have become very dependent, reliant, and it's common day. That's how they communicate. That's how they work every day. So let's figure out a way that we can make the motor vehicle operating environment and the road system safer out there and try to defer people at least from doing that when they're on their phone. I know on my phone, I set it, and you can do that on any phone. It says, I will not receive any messages while the vehicle's in motion.
Yes, you're right. You can do that.
So there's ways we can do it.
Talking about legislature, you said it's still being worked on, but it almost has to have a bite to it to be able to get people to stop doing it. And what I mean by that is when you said it could end up having this go on your record, you have to make it sting a little bit, you said, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you go back, Kim, and look at the traffic crash fatality way back into the late 60s, early 70s. Now, obviously, the vehicle's technology is different today. But you go back to pre-seatbelt days before Iowa had a mandatory seatbelt law, and there was more fatalities. You know, we started slow with some of the implementation of the seatbelt, but today it's commonplace. I mean, Iowa has one of the higher percentages of folks complying with the seatbelt law, and we know that that's saved lives. Seatbelts have saved lives. I mean, anymore, if you don't put your seatbelt on, it feels weird in the car.
It does.
You know.
Yep.
So we want to get there with distraction too, and I think that that'll be a much safer environment for all of us. That's a good thing. We want it would be neat to have, and you know, we want to create that culture where if you pick up your phone, it's like, this doesn't feel right.
Ah.
That's where we want to get. And that will be, we'll see these numbers come down. We're confident we will.
I mean, we survived without having a phone in our ear or, you know, texting while for a 30-minute commute. Why couldn't we survive again, right?
Right. We could listen to the radio stations.
Yes, we could. let's see. What else did I want to talk about in regards to the being out on the road? So that's not the only distraction. Obviously, phones aren't the only distraction.
No, they're not. I mean, a lot of the things that people do. I've seen people going down the road, you know, putting makeup on.
Stop it.
You know, eating distracts
yes.
you. You know,
yes.
things like that. You happen to drop something on your floor, your attention is diverted away from the what your task of driving just for the few seconds you look down on the floor. If you spill a drink or something like that, or a cup of coffee, that all comes into play. And we've got to be, attentive to those. You look at the number of feet per second that vehicle's going down the road, it's pretty quick, you know. And all of a sudden we look down for a couple seconds and we've traveled, you know, length of a football field. And
right.
And we're like, what did we just go by?
Mm-hmm. I saw on the marquee just earlier this week, 40.
Yeah, that was up. Today's message Monday. So yeah, we're at 40 today. And I was up at a meeting in Federal Highway Administration this morning speaking with them on some human trafficking things. And we had a little sidebar discussion on that. And one of the people up there said, well, what is the right number? And I said, the right number is zero, obviously.
Right.
But if you know people today, if you went out and talked to people on the street and stuck a microphone in their face and said, you know, we got 40 fatalities today from January 1st to today. Well, they'd say, well, that's not very bad. But you know what? If it's your family member, your neighbor, one of your friends, or you, I mean, that one's too many.
It's way too many. And, you know, when I, as the year started and that number on the marquee continued to increase, I kept thinking about how many days we were into the year.
Right.
At it that way. You were, you know, for a bit there, we were almost like one per day.
Right.
You know, just about. We were just maybe five or six shy of that. So, yeah, you're right. That's still way too high. When speed also, I'm sure, plays a...
It does. Yeah. The speed limits are there for a reason. The roads are engineered to that. Aspect, and if you have the one person driving the speed limit, another person coming at a very high speed, that creates a variance. They've switched lanes quickly, and all of a sudden, you're not mixing up with the right flow of traffic,
right.
And now you've got a problem.
I believe you now. When you used to tell me that if everybody went 65, everything would go great, and you'd get there in just the same amount, a better time, and I'd be
you
like,
"Tried that once."
Well, you're just right because you can tell. You can just tell by the flow.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about the highway
helpers.
Yeah, that's going well with the expansion.
Yeah, so the agency was allowed to expand that this year. We've got some additional vehicles out there, some additional hours of operation, and then some weekend time too. Again, I think it's a service that the public really appreciates. I know the law enforcement appreciates it because it doesn't take our resource time. On some incidents, we may be the first ones on the scene, us or the state patrol or a county or a city officer, but we don't have to spend a lot of time there. We can get on our communication device, our radio, call a highway helper. They can come and be there to help change a tire or whatever they have to do to help that person. So it frees up a lot of law enforcement time. So the number of incidents they're on, they're still averaging, you know, around 3,000 incidents a month. And that's statewide. You know,
right.
They're in the Quad Cities now.
Sure. Yep.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City Corridor, Council Bluffs, Omaha Corridor, and then the Des Moines Metro Corridor. So a lot of services there. Interesting enough, they dashboard all of their activity each month, so we're able to go through and they want to see how they performing. Are they doing better? Are getting the roads cleared quicker?
Right.
Is there a pattern for incidents that are occurring on a regular basis? And those types of things. And remarkably, the one thing that stayed pretty consistent is the days of the week that are the busiest. Friday's always the busiest, followed by Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Monday.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is they also look at the peak traffic time. The peak traffic time in the morning is 6 to 9, and in the afternoon is 3 to 6.
Okay.
And there is more incidents in the afternoon, whether it be crashes or incidents of breakdowns, those types of things. And definitely more crashes in the afternoon commute time in the metro area here than there is in the morning. So there you go. We're talking about, you know, being attentive to what you do. Well, mm-hmm. we've just come out of a whole day at work, right?
Right.
When you're going to work, you're a little more focused, you're fresher, those types of things.
Right.
So coming off work, maybe we want to get home quicker. Maybe we think about what we got to take the kids to soccer.
Exactly, yeah.
Basketball. We got to, what are we going to do for dinner? Maybe you got a little late getting out of work. What happened at work today? So it just kind of backs up the theory that our mind has to be focused on the task at hand, which is driving. So.
Now, I know if you're just tuning in to Inside Iowa, our special guest today is Chief David Lorenzen with the Iowa Department of Transportation. What else was on your mind that you might want to talk to our listeners about?
Well, Kim, you know, we're transitioning. I say transitioning, hopefully still transitioning into more of a spring-type pattern of weather.
If not, it's my fault. Yes, yes.
Which we're going to see vehicles out there that we haven't seen in the past couple months. I just noticed, in fact, with the nice weather we had the last weekend or couple weekends, we were starting to see a lot more bicycles out.
Yeah.
We're starting to see more motorcycles out. Vehicles that we haven't had to interact with and types of transportation modes we haven't had to interact with much during the winter months because you don't see a lot of those folks out. So again, you know, it's harder to see a motorcycle. It's harder to see a bicyclist. They're not as big as a vehicle. So when you pull up to an intersection, you know, be attentive to that. You know, when you're going to change lanes in a multi-lane or on the interstate or something, make sure you look in your mirror, your side mirrors, your rear mirror, your blind spot. You know, a lot of the vehicles have lane departure devices on them now and those types of things, but not all of them do.
Right.
And so, again, a motorcycle can be right beside you and you wouldn't even see it. So I think, you know, my advice would be just be aware of the fact that as summer starts to come on and spring gets out, people are out more. I know that there's more kids out playing, those types of
walking
things.
Walking dogs, so all that stuff.
Everything. So increased population, they intermix in with the motoring public, so we have to be a little more on tune to that.
And of course, now with the somewhat mild winter that we had, there was I saw really construction going on a lot. But
yeah, we've got a lot of construction.
That'll
obviously
pick up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of construction that was pretty much a lot of it was able to keep going through the winter. A lot of projects out in the Des Moines metro area, really, which is good. I mean, it's all when it's all said and done, it's going to be real
right.
New roads and new interchanges, those types of things are put in for a reason. But again, as you said, Kim, yeah, that as the season pipes up, there's roads to patch yet. You're going to see DOT out there lane patching some of the potholes and things that have developed over the winter. And sometimes those are not total road closures, but it's just be aware of the fact that there may be a couple of orange vehicles out there with the lights on it. And again, we're a state where we're required to move over, reduce your speed, and if possible, change lanes to give them space to work what they're doing, whether it be law enforcement, highway helper, or maintenance on the side of the road. Again, don't slam your brakes on and swerve over. The law states that you can reduce your speed. If you can't get over because of the heavy traffic in the multiple lanes, just reduce your speed and be very aware of those folks on the side of the road and give them the space they need.
Yes, and if it's vehicle enforcement or law enforcement, they're going to know whether or not you're trying or whether or not you're not paying attention.
Right, yeah.
Gosh, there's so many things, but we're running out of time. So you had made just a quick mention, and we don't have time to get into this, but you talked about how you were at the meeting about sex trafficking.
Yes.
If people... to know everything the Iowa Department of Transportation is about, can they learn more by going to your website?
Well, we don't have a lot of it on our website yet.
Okay.
There's different, we work with an outfit called Truckers Against Trafficking, a 501c3. Their website is very robust. If you would just go to Truckers Against Trafficking, their website, a lot of their programs are the ones we implement due to our close work and nexus with the trucking industry on a regular basis for our core mission of our job. So,
okay.
So we're continually getting that message out, and the trucking industry has been a phenomenal supporter and player in this game with us trying to help curb this activity.
As always, the time has flown by, so I still have so many questions, but we are out of time. You will come back for us again?
I will.
Okay, it's always a pleasure.
All right, well, thanks, Kim.
Again, our guest today, Chief David Lorenzen with the Iowa Department of Transportation, and don't text and drive.
Correct.
Thanks for listening. to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.